Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on the Gathering Radio Show.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Gathering Radio Show on the Para-X Radio Network. This is Heidi.
And this is Stephanie on this Tip Top Tuesday.
Woohoo! Good one.
I thought that was a good one. And it's a Tip Top Tuesday, I tell you why, because it's our paranormal smorgasbord! Woohoo!
The paranormal smorgasbord. Yeah.
We love that. Good. Yeah, everyone likes our paranormal smorgasbord. So I think it'll be super fun tonight. We have some.
At least that's what we say.
Well,
you say everybody likes it.
Well, but it's true, Heidi.
I know.
Come on.
It's our
most beloved show of the month.
It's
Come
fun.
On. Everybody tunes in for this one.
Yeah, it's fun. The chat room is always full and lots of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So how are you after the 4th of July holiday weekend?
Good. It was a good weekend. I was at a festival on Saturday. I worked a festival. I had a booth set up for my business, and it was awesome. There were so many people that wanted to come and just talk about spirit and paranormal, and I don't know, it was cool. It was really fun. So I'm excited to, I was just excited to be there and meet so many great people, and yeah, there was just, it was a warm welcome. It was here in Elk River where we now live. So yeah, it was fun to say, hey, I'm here. You guys are here. Let's connect. So, yeah, it was fun.
Good.
It was hot, though. Man.
Oh, it's been
Seriously.
So hot here. Yeah.
Yeah, Saturday was beastly, but it was nice. We had an overhead canopy.
Yeah.
So then it was not so bad. We were in the shade most of the time, and then the sun went behind the building, and so then it was all right. So,
well,
but they had...
It wasn't humid on Saturday, so
no. Otherwise, it would have been really.
It was hot, but at least that air wasn't so heavy.
No, it was all right. The breeze was okay, but yeah, it was fun, and it was interesting though. The carnival, it wasn't really a carnival. It was just a fest, and it ran from 2 to 9, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, that is kind of odd hours.
Yeah, but it was neat, you know, because then you're not all rushing it. You know, 5 o'clock in the morning to get up and shower and get ready and get all your stuff packed in the vehicle. Cause some of the stuff I didn't want to let sit in a vehicle overnight if it was, you know, it's just weird. So anyway, yeah, it was cool. How about you?
Awesome. Yeah, no, I had a great weekend. I was out at the lake with the family and swimming and boating and all kinds of crazy stuff, getting dunked in the water by the nephews and my daughter. And, you know, but they have this thing. I tell you what. So my niece bought this. It's a floaty, but it's huge. It's like 12 feet by probably 6 feet. And it's like a dense form piece of rubber. And I don't know what they call it. I've seen them at Sam's. But they lay on top of the water and you're supposed to just jump onto it off the dock, right? And I was afraid. So here's my little nephews, right? Well, they're 13 and 11 and they're like, or 13 and 8. And they're Steffi, just jump. And I'm like, oh, I'm afraid. But I did it. And it was so fun. What a great thing, you know, and you can have more water on top of it if you're hot or whatever, or it's like a blanket on top of the water. It is just the coolest thing.
I think I've seen him on like an advertisement or yeah. something, and it looks pretty cool.
Oh yeah, it was the best. It was so fun, and you know, went out in the boat for a little bit, and yeah, I just had a really relaxing weekend. And I also went to this well over. It's not a well. Sorry, it's a spring. That our guest next week is going to be talking about, and I was there with her and her family, and she's fabulous, Nicole Banks. She'll be on our show next week, and she's going to talk to us about this spring, which has such healing properties. You know, I'm constantly searching for calm. Heidi, you know this, because I'm so rarely calm. And we were there for probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours, and it was so calming. And I walked in the creek with her and her daughter, and there were these beautiful dragonflies of all colors. And I was so calm. And this spring has like, there's a faucet that you can actually get the water, and people were coming with big gallon jugs, you know, and she said it's very healing water. And I only had like a Yeti tumbler, you know, and so I did take it, and she said, take a few sips every morning and you'll be amazed at how it makes you feel. She is so right. I mean, it's like, talk about healing springs water. I'm going to drive all the way over there, and it's way down in Eden Prairie.
Way
to
down.
Get some more. Because, I mean, it's amazing.
I thought you were going to say it's like 3 hours away.
Oh, no, I know. But I mean, Eden Prairie from my house is like, you know, on the other side of forever. I need to pack a lunch to go there. But so she's going to talk to us more about that. But what an amazing place. And the calm, like I said, the calm was totally amazing. And, you know, they were First Nations people. And so maybe that was a part of it. I don't know. But the healing that was going on there was just unbelievable and amazing, and calmness and awesome. So that was cool. Yesterday, I don't know. I did a lot of errands and stuff yesterday, but it was so hot. It was so hot and humid. It was like, I spent hours outside watering because we haven't had any rain until today, you know, and you know, all my plants needed water. So there I was out there with the hose, but yeah.
I hear that. We have all the fruit trees that we've planted over last year and this year, and I have hoses running to everything. I'm not watering the grass. Grass can come back whenever it's ready. But the new trees that we planted before this craziness hit with the hot, then the ones from last year that still haven't really, they need a lot of water. Mm-hmm. And oh my gosh, I am hauling hoses and water. But it's worth it because the apple tree is just booming with apples. The one that was already established that we found last year. Mm-hmm. But then even the little trees have fruit. And you should see the cherry tree is going nuts.
That's
it
awesome.
It is going gangbusters. And I was showing Cindy, she's in the chat room. I was showing her the other day when she was over. I said, you got to come see this. And she said exactly what it is. It just looking at it makes me so happy because they're just so cute and cheery. They're cheery cherries.
Cheery cherries. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
But so, you got to keep them. You got to keep, you know, unlike my garden and my friend garden is full of perennials, but it's been so hot and they're all prairie flowers, right? That's what I planted out there. Same. It's what it should be. The native kind of plants. And they were just like wilting because they haven't had any water. So yeah, I've been out there for every day, you know, and I knew it was going to rain today. So I didn't water that garden yesterday, but the plantings around the house and the side gardens for sure, you know, but it did rain today. We didn't get a lot though. I think we got a good start, and I think it's supposed to rain again later in the week. So let's keep our fingers crossed for that. But the weather temperature is supposed to be in the 70s, which is, that's so on my steffi weather, you know?
Yeah, it was nice to get the rain. It's nice to have that balance because I get it, you know, there's going to be periods of drought and there's going to be periods where it's just, we get soaked but it's like, okay, we need a little rain for balance, energy balance. Everybody, you know, we could use some of this balance too in our energy fields. So it was nice.
Yeah.
And I know Karen in the chat room said they didn't get any rain up north, so that's not good. That's terrible.
And there were fires up north too, I heard.
Yeah, up by Canada. So that's not good.
Yeah, and even as close as my friend Mike lives up close to Karen. Karen, you know he's in your neighborhood, and he was saying that there was a fire not too far from there, and he said it was so smoky he couldn't see across the lake. So,
wow.
Yeah, well, we just need the rain, you know, all over Minnesota.
All over the country. I mean, well, not all over the country. I won't say all over the country because not everybody, but a lot of places do. So prayers to everybody out there and sending good energy to help get some rain wherever you, whoever needs it.
Yes, absolutely. So paranormal smorgasbord.
Yes, the paranormal smorgasbord. And we have a lot of people in the chat room.
We do.
Some more people jumped in that I didn't say hello to. So hello to everybody that's just jumped in. If you're not in the chat room and you're listening and you would like to be in the chat room, just go over to the chat link at the top or click on the button and you can join as a guest or you can create an account and log in and type to your little heart's desire.
Absolutely.
But what we do, if you've not been to the Paranormal Smorgasbord before, hop in the chat room and you can share a topic that you would like to either give us information on if you are knowledgeable or throw out a topic that you hope we have some kind of information on, or we just toss it around because we have no idea, but we think it sounds interesting. So,
well, and the cool thing about the smorgasbord is that everybody pipes in what they're thinking and what they know and what they've heard. So this is, well, they do on all the shows, but in particular this show. So this is awesome. And there's a few people here in the chat room, at least, that haven't been in the chat room before. So welcome in. You know, this is fun. Type in your questions, type in your thoughts, type in what you'd like to talk about. I know that Sherry was talking about a crazy dream that I was in of hers, and we were on a train or something. Is that right, Sherry? That's interesting. I don't know what that could mean. But
I don't know. Let's see. I'm going to try and find it here. So
it's
she
all good.
Said,
yeah, she said it right at the get go, right when we pulled the trigger.
I dreamed you're on a train with me as part of a crowd.
Oh yeah. In front of a crowd. What were we doing? I guess that's what I want to know. Sherry,
you were part of a crowd, not necessarily in front of a crowd. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what that means. I guess I'm just, you know, such
you're
a cool gal.
Out on a train.
People are going to dream about me.
I don't know.
That's interesting. Dreams are fun. Remember, wasn't it last year that we had a couple of episodes about dreams?
We did.
Because it just went on and we couldn't, we just had to keep talking about it because there
I think it came up in a paranormal smorgasbord. And then we decided to have a show about it because the Paranormal Smorgasbord got hijacked by Dream Talk.
That's right.
I think how we had two shows around dreams because we got we couldn't get off the topic from the Paranormal Smorgasbord because it was just so cool. So many people were having cool discussions around it in the chat room, so we just kept going with it.
Yeah.
But that's what's so fun about the Paranormal Smorgasbord is who cares if it goes sideways and we just go down one rabbit hole.
That is how it works. But I, for one, I know we talk about this a lot, but I don't dream a lot usually. But the last 3-4 weeks, I'm telling you, I go to bed at night and it's like a movie playing the whole night long, you know, and it's like sometimes I remember my dreams. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I think, wow, that was incredible. Like I said, it's like going to the movies. I don't know why right now it's happening. And I know there's a lot of crazy astrological things going on. They call it a tri box or something that's happening. So, and maybe that's a part of it. I don't know. But, wow.
Yeah.
You know, so Sherry is saying that we were on a train somewhere, not sure where. Karen is dreaming about dreamt about her deceased father last night. Very vivid. And that's the other thing is these dreams have been so vivid too. It's like wow.
Yep. Yeah, it's interesting when you have those vivid dreams because usually that's something you want to pay attention to if you're not used to having vivid dreams. Like when I dream, it's vivid every time. It's lots of detail, lots of color, lots going on. I feel like they go on forever and ever, although I'm sure they don't. And I could have multiple dreams in one night. I probably only remember three or four by the time I wake up, but yeah, I'm dreaming.
Mm-hmm. And I don't really have bad dreams. I can honestly say there's only been maybe once or twice in my life that I had really awful dreams, but normally they're just quite amusing, I think. And then sometimes I do wonder, okay, does this mean something? Is this telling me something? And then sometimes, like I said, my mom and dad will pop into my dreams. So, Karen, it was probably your dad saying, hey, how are you? You know, I'm here. I'm fine. Just stopping by. Yeah, I don't know. You know, Joe's talking about seeing a raven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It
sounds like that sound that was picked up when we were at the public trestle. Remember that crow that we heard there that we got on the EVP?
It wasn't there, but it was in the EVP.
Yeah. It was like a ghost one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was wild.
That was wild.
That was really wild. I love it.
So, Mike has a question. I want to catch it before we get caught, because I have something else I want to talk about with dreams, but I don't want to scoot over your question, Mike, because you put in the chat room that you were in New York last week and wondered how big crowds affect you, meaning me. Does it get overwhelming with that much energy? And being someone who is very sensitive and very empathic, it used to. And so I didn't do a lot of things when I was younger, because I couldn't handle the energy. And so I avoided a lot of situations because it was just too much. And so I've learned how to, and now I teach people how to be able to keep yourself safe in those settings. Now, it's not 100%. Like, there's just some things that are just nasty and you have to beef yourself up. But for the most part, I don't have to think about it anymore, and it doesn't bother me to be in big crowds, because I like being around people. Mm-hmm. And I like being in fun, active situations. So, but I've learned over the last couple of decades how to manage my energy well enough that I don't have to even think about it anymore, which is nice. If I'm going to something that's really dangerous, then of course I have to, like I said, beef up the protections and think about it. But otherwise I don't have to think about it, which is nice, so that I can enjoy the things that I want to do, because that's what I get sick of was, you know, energy and or spirit dictating what I could and couldn't do with my life. I'm like, that's not right. Yeah. I want to be able to do what I want to do, not because spirit is saying, oh, you can't go to the state fair anymore, or you can't hang out on a New York subway. You know, it's like, well, hang out. I wouldn't hang out on the New York subway, but, you know, take the subway. Right. Yeah. So anyway, so I was like, forget this. I'm going to figure out how to do it. So that's, well, my spirit guides taught me, and then now I teach people. Yeah. So it's cool.
Well, and you know, it is tough because, you know, I'm an empath too, and it's hard for me to be around crowds. But what's interesting is a few weeks ago, it was one of my nephew's birthday parties, and it was at my niece, who's his mom. They just bought this new house, fabulous, old Victorian in St. Paul. There were a lot of people there, probably 40 people, I bet. You know, it was our family and her family and some of their friends. And all of a sudden, it was so overwhelming, Heidi, I had to step outside and go out into the yard for a while because I felt physically ill, because there was just so many. I was feeling everybody's feelings, and I had to calm myself and do the whole thing all over again so I could handle it. But, and that's with my family, right? You know, and it's like, oh my God, I even said to Casey, this is too much. I got to walk away now for a while. I went outside with Thor, I think, and we walked around the yard, and you know, that was a good thing. But you do have to learn how to do it. And I guess I wasn't expecting it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I have felt that way before at family gatherings. So I should learn. I should learn, you know?
Right.
But yes. So it's hard. It's tough. But we can do it. We just have to, I have to consciously think about it first, right. You know?
Yep. It takes practice, lots of practice, but it's totally doable. So.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It doesn't stop me from doing anything, you know, as you know, I'm constantly in crowds and whatever, you know? So it is what it is. And this weekend is a big weekend, right? Because you're going to be up at the Paracon in Duluth, or the Para Unity
Convention.
I'm going to be up at Bigfoot Days in Reamer, a few of us from the team, because some of our team is going to be up there at Paracon. You know, Kim's going to be up there, and Josie's going to be up there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're Cat Paranormal is going to have some of our pamphlets, and they're going to be promoting Squatchers, of course, because Kim is a part of it. And I think Jerry is going to put some pamphlets on his booth, and you know, so we'll be well represented. But good. I think Bigfoot Days is more important for us to be.
Yeah. You well, know? For sure. I mean, it's a Sasquatch group, so
yeah. And so, and you know, so there's, but we're not going to have a table. I said, let's not have a table. Let's just go enjoy ourselves. You know, but yeah, what's interesting nice. Is. Yeah. And so, you know, what's interesting is I've had phone calls from people who said, we missed you last year. Well, last year, on their public page, they said it was canceled due to COVID, right? And then we learned earlier, I think it was late last year, I think Don Sherman told us that it was very hush-hush, but they did have it. So, oh. So yeah, so I've been hearing from people who missed us, and I thought that was really cool, right? They said, oh, we missed you last year. Are you coming this year? And so that's awesome. I said, yeah, we're not having a table. Look for us. You know, we'll have our shirts on and whatever. So yeah, it'll be super fun. So I'm excited. I'm excited to get out again. So Mad 28 is saying that she has dreams that she's being followed. And I know her. She was telling me about these dreams. And Mad, if you could tell the whole story about the one that you told me about and what you woke up with in your hand, and put it on the chat room, and then I will talk about it on here. I just want to make sure it's okay before I talk about it on the air, but it's amazing and I want to get everybody's take on it. She's been having some really cool dreams, and I'm not sure how to interpret them, but she's actually coming away with something physical in her hand.
Wow.
So let's see cool. What she's talking about. Yeah, what woman hasn't had dreams of being followed? And that's true. I don't know. I'm not sure that I have ever had a dream like that. You know, I worry about it. And sometimes, you know, if you're an empath at all, you can feel other energies. So you can feel people behind you, for example, who might be following you, and then you hurry up and turn into somewhere where you know there's a lot of people, for example, if you're walking downtown Minneapolis. But yeah, dreams that I can fly. Oh, yes.
I fly when I am lucid dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm doing a lucid dream, then I fly. Because I know I'm dreaming, so I make myself fly, because then you can. So as soon as I know I'm dreaming, I'm like, oop, see ya, and I start flying. Doesn't matter what I'm in the middle of. I stop and I go fly. I'm like, oh, well, wait, this is a cool dream. See ya. She's gone.
Because it's cool. So, and I remember a couple of sessions I had with you, Heidi, Reiki sessions. And when we were doing the Reiki, I was on the back of an eagle flying, and it was the coolest thing ever. And I'm just like, oh my God, you know, we all know eagles are my spirit guides, but yeah, that was fun. That was absolutely fun.
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
So a couple other comments. I'm going to scroll back here because I don't want to miss anything, but someone had said that they dream in another language. And Sherry asked, does anybody dream in a different language, probably than their native language? She said other than English. Well, if you're listening and that's not your native language, then maybe you dream in English, and that would be weird. So Karen said she dreams in Spanish. Mad 28 is a mix of Spanish and English. And I don't know if there's anybody else that had a comment on that. But yeah, sometimes I used to dream in French, and I have not ever taken French class. I took German growing up because I'm like, oh, I'm part German, I'll take German. Mm-hmm. So I studied German for like 5 or 6 years. Mm-hmm. And I don't speak any French, and I used to dream in French all the time.
That's crazy.
Yep.
That's crazy.
And that was when I was young. I was young, and I don't know why, but it was full on, like, do I know that for sure it was actually French? I have no idea, but I would put money on it that it was mm-hmm. French. And that it was the real language and not just gibberish in my head. But yeah, it was French for sure. And we were chatting away all night. Yeah,
maybe it was a past life.
It could be. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting too. This is a comment that I wanted to make about dreams too. Have you ever heard of dreamwalkers?
I've heard the term, but I don't really know what that is.
Okay. And maybe there's a bunch of different definitions of it. So I'll give you my definition. A dreamwalker is someone who can go and visit with other people in dreams. They're living people. So like I would consider myself a dreamwalker. But the interesting thing about dreamwalkers is most of the time, maybe not everybody, but everybody that I've talked to that would be considered a dreamwalker, they don't remember. Like, I would not remember dreamwalking. I remember my dreams, but I don't remember who I visit at night. So I'll visit other living people and maybe we'll just have a visit or I'm helping them out with something or whatever. And I can't tell you how many people I've heard from that they said, you came and visited me last night or whatever. They'll email me or when I see them, they're like, you came to me in a dream and you helped me out with something. And I'm like, oh, good. And I don't remember any of that. But then what's interesting is that I have people that come and do dream walking with me. So they're a dream walker and I remember it, but they don't remember it. And so I talked to my spirit guide one time and I said, what's the deal with that? Like, am I running around town doing all this stuff? No wonder I'm so tired.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, well, don't worry about it. It's versions of you that, yes, you're going around and doing, you know, you're helping or doing whatever you're supposed to be doing, but it's not taking away from your energy. So it's like, he said it was like sections of an orange that split apart and go out. And he goes, you could dream walk with many people. I've had strangers contact me that I dream walked to them. They didn't know who I was. And then they saw that Paranormal Survivor episode and were like years later. And they were like, oh my gosh, that's her. That's her. And so then they contact me and they said, you're the one that showed up in my dream like years ago. And I mean, this could have been years and years before I even filmed that show, you know, right? So they're freaking out because they're like, oh my gosh, that's you. But I don't remember dreamwalking, but I've had some really interesting people that are dreamwalkers come and help me out with stuff. And it's like, oh my gosh, you're a dreamwalker. So anyway, I just thought that was a cool
thing. I think you should come visit me in my dreams.
Well, I don't get to decide. That's the thing. Oh. I mean, maybe I get to decide in my subconscious or unconscious or soul level, but as a awareness and stuff, like I could say, sure, Steph, I'm going to come visit you tonight. And I'll have no idea if I did or not because I don't remember. You would have to let me know, but I don't think I get to decide because I think I've tried it before and it doesn't, like, I'm like, did I come visit you? No. Like, sorry, I'll try, you know, but I think it's when someone needs me or somehow our energy connects so that I can help. I don't know. I haven't figured out yet. And I asked and I haven't gotten an answer of like, what's the criteria?
Yeah. I don't know. Interesting. I don't think I've ever done that. So I don't know. But see, like I said, I don't dream very much. That's why I think something's happening in the universe, why I'm dreaming all of a sudden, you know what I mean? And I've heard of other people who are having more dreams recently too. So it's just something moving around. So we are almost at the break and Mad has described her dreams. So you know what? Can we maybe go a little bit early to the break and then we can talk about this on the other side?
I want to make sure let's cover a few other subjects here so that Sarge has time to get the commercials ready.
Sure.
Because I want to get to her story, but let's do it after the break because that's a big one.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Sherry's being followed in her dreams, you know?
Yeah, that's scary. I don't like that.
I don't
like being followed or someone's chasing you or Mike said falling and you wake up right before you hit. Like that's scary too. Mm-hmm. I've had that happen. Ooh, those are not fun. Let's see what else. Dreams are taken over again, which is fine. I love it. Anywho, yeah, lots of good comments around dreams. Dreams, I think, because it's so, I don't know, there's so much so many questions and not enough answers. Like we can think we know or, you know, study, but we don't really know all the reasons we dream. I think there's a bunch of different reasons that we dream. So it's a cool subject. And I think it gets us talking about a lot of different directions that, you know,
it is crazy. And Dave is saying when he was in his 20s, he was dating a girl and we talked about dreaming the same dream while being in separate locations. And the next day they talked about the same dream that
I've
they
had. That happen.
Isn't that interesting?
I've had that happen too. It's weird because it's like, what? I had the same dream last night. Yeah, it's weird. It's cool, but it's weird because it feels kind of like who's tapping into whose
energy. Who's tapping into my stuff? Yeah.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, dreams are just kind of freaky things, aren't they? They really are. And like I said lately, Matt, it's been like going to the movies at night when I go to sleep. So, yeah, interesting stuff. Well, you know what? It's 30 minutes past the hour right now. So we are going to our commercial break. This is the Gathering Radio Show on the Para-X Radio Network.
More of a ride.
You're listening to Para X.
Haunted by shadow people in the middle of the night?
Do you secretly love all things creepy and spooky, enjoying ghost stories and horror fiction from the best storytellers?
Do you have a true ghost experience you want to share, but no one will believe you?
If yes, listen to the professionals on What Are You Afraid Of? Horror Paranormal Show, Friday nights at 9 p.m. on Para X Radio and at www.whatareyouafraidofpodcast.com.
What are you afraid of on Para X?
Our creepy and demented hosts are on call to provide you with all your spooky needs with true ghost stories, interviews, indie music, and new horror fiction.
We are ready to scare you.
Para X.
In order for the light to shine so brightly, the darkness must be present. Tune in every Monday at 10 o'clock. The Dark Sun Rising on the Para-X Radio Network.
If you're looking for a truly unique podcast experience, we have you covered. Spirit Bayou with CJ Dunham airs live from the Third Coast in Southeast Texas on Tuesday and Fridays at midnight Eastern Time, covering Creole folklore and folk magic to strange paranormal activity to new equipment for the field. CJ Dunham is a Catholic swamp witch, a devotee to our Mother Mary in the Trinity, a true believer in our Lord, the Holy Ghost, and Christ. Peace be with your spirit and the spirits by you.
Welcome back to the Gathering Radio Show on the Para-X Radio Network. And we're doing our paranormal smorgasbord tonight. And the chat room is full. And we have got a ton of stuff we're talking about tonight. But we seem to have locked in on dreams, which is cool because it's a good topic. We had some, we have something. I'll let you read this one because this came through before the break and it's a long dream. So we got to read it and then we'll dice it up. Maybe see if we can come up with something or just sit there and go, whoa,
that's wild. Okay, here we go. So Mad28 is saying, I dreamt that I am in a place where I am not exactly familiar with, but I can tell it's Mexico. It starts with me walking through a crowded flea market. And I'm walking and this older man comes up to me and hugs me as if we knew each other. He is speaking Spanish. He says that the man over there is following me, tells me to make a run for it once we are done talking. And he grabs my hand and puts a bill in my hand, pesos, and closes my hand and tells me some directions on where to go, says he will intercept him so I get a running start. And as we are saying goodbye, I am starting to pick up the pace and I look back and he smiles and I see this tall figure that has like a scarf over his face, all dark clothing, eyes are very distinctive. And that's the most I remember about that figure. And as I start running, I wake up and I gasp for air and my heart is pounding. I open my hand and I still have the bill in my hand. I threw it across the room and just tried to compose myself. I sat for an hour trying to make out what happened. That's pretty cool.
Okay,
to dream something and have this thing manifested in your hand.
Totally. So was it actually peso? Hand? Not a dollar bill?
It's pesos. And she researched that particular dollar piece of paper, and it's a design that's from Mexico, and it's not even current currency. So it's like, where would she get that? You know, have you ever heard about that? Something manifesting in your hand as you dream about it, and there it is when you wake up?
Yeah, I've heard about it. It's not happened to me, but it's not common. That's rare. That's wild. That you know what is? It feels like is when she was saying it, the first thing that, well, you were reading it, but I was watching mm-hmm. and reading along in my head. And mm-hmm. as I'm reading this, I'm getting this image of it's someone that is energetically, this is in spirit world, but actually happening that she is, you know, she has someone kind of on her tail, some kind of negative energy. Mm-hmm. And one of her spirit guides either sends someone or that's one of her spirit guides comes in to intervene and help her. And then our brain may take pieces of it and transfer it into some, you know, mm-hmm. details that kind of make it a little weird and we mm-hmm. don't understand. So you take the weird details out and then you go, no, I think that that was legit. Like she was actually, you know, this was someone was after her spiritually yeah. or, yeah. you know, and she was getting some assistance.
Yeah. Isn't that
crazy? But it's so real that there's something that manifested from it.
Right. I mean, I think I would be scared to death if I dreamt something like that. And then I woke up to find my hand was still curled in a ball and I opened it up and there was this peso, you know, these pesos. Oh my God. What? That'd be awesome. I mean, I would have thrown it across the room too. And, you know, just never probably, I probably would have had somebody else pick it up and put it away.
You'd have probably made me come over and pick it up.
I would have
mailed it to me.
Said, Heidi, come over here and take this.
You got to get this off the floor. Yeah. Yeah, I would definitely come get it for you. Don't worry.
I know it. I know you would. I know you would. Yeah. And like Karen was saying, you know, having a physical object manifest would send me on a mission. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. That's wild.
And she's saying it was so vivid in her dream and she felt the sun's embrace. It was pleasantly warm and I can hear people talking like I would normally. She could smell the dirt. She could, you know, it was like everything was there, all the elements. So...
Well, that's why I think it did happen just on another energetic plane and that this is really playing out somewhere, you know, that this is a real thing. So, yeah, that's
crazy. Craziness.
Cool. Thanks for sharing. Wow.
Yeah. That's and wild. if that, you know, that bad guy with the scarf on, you know, ever surfaces again, has he? And if he has, you know, let us know because that's maybe there's something trying to tell you something bad or something, I don't know, or warn you about something, you know?
I don't know. Yeah. That's awesome. I mean, I'm not glad you were scared. That's not why it was awesome. It's just, that's so wild, you know, to have something in your hand like that. That's where it's some kind of, there is some reality. It's real because you can't come back without, I mean, how do you have that in your hand? So there has to be some kind of shifting of planes of existence that is happening back and forth, or, you know, you slide into it because this is actually taking place somewhere and it's so strong that it's connecting with this plane of existence. So that's cool.
Isn't it cool? It's very interesting.
And oh yeah. Karen asked, do you still have the bill? Do you, did you save it? I would have framed it and put it up. Personally,
at the Halloween open house.
I put it up in my house. Are you kidding? I would have had it up everywhere. I'd carry it around with me.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So, yeah, we need to know what happened to the bill.
Yeah. Oh, she's saying it happened 4 years ago and she gave it to her sister for self for safekeeping. So she still has it. So, very interesting. Karen's saying your sister is brave to keep it. Yeah.
Well, Steph, if that ever happens to you, I'll come get it.
Yes, I know.
And I'll help take care of it. Remember a couple weeks ago? Nah, probably more than that now. But when I did that home clearing, we went over there and a former homeowner manifested some witchcraft, curse.
Yeah.
And it manifested and it was out of their back.
It was like a leg or something, right?
Yeah. And you know what I think it was? I think it was an owl. The leg of an owl.
That's what you said. How odd.
Because it looked like a bird leg, but it was really long and skinny. It had talons. And then I saw a picture. You know how they show the picture with the owls now where they're making fun of owl legs because they're long and skinny. So they lift up all the feathers and the wings and you see these long little skinny legs. It's like big bird legs under there. You're like, what? Who knew? Well, then I went, oh my gosh, that's what it is. Because what other bird has a long, skinny leg like that? And I realized it was an owl leg, and it had a piece of red twine wrapped around it. But I think that the former owner was so distraught about having to move, she actually manifested it from her energy over there. So it's interesting what can happen from one plane of existence to another, you know?
And, you know, owls are very supernatural. You know, they're very bonded to all that, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
That makes me sad, though, you know, because I...
Well, I hope that owls. It's ended on a... Because it was time for the owl to end. Mm-hmm. I hope that nothing bad happened to it. Or that the leg was just manifested and it wasn't a real owl. Like
right.
Or well, she manifested the leg too. From an owl that passed away a long time ago. Like, we hope that no owls were harmed in the making
of
it.
Yeah, no. So. No, yeah, I love my owls, and I have, you know, the babies all grew up now, and they're all, you know, I don't know where they are, but I'm sure they're all happy and safe.
Yeah.
But I miss them, you know, I miss them. You spend all that time with them, and then suddenly they're grown up and moved away, you know, and the parents are following them, so I won't see them now again until October or November.
But going back to that dream, so Mad 28, you shared it, and it sounds like you've got some interesting dreams, and they could be very vivid and possibly real, maybe not in this dimension or this plane of existence, but you also have some good protection too. So, you know, that's good. So absolutely. Thanks for sharing that though. That
was cool. Yeah. Dave's saying when he was into lucid dreaming, he dreamt that he was in a fight and he had sore ribs in the waking world for 2 or 3 days. Well,
oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, totally get it. Yeah, craziness for sure. Owls are not scary, Karen. They're just steeped in the supernatural. I love them to pieces, as you all know. They're probably...
Well, some people are saying that they're scared of owls, though. Some people aren't a fan. A couple of people in the chat room have said that they or others are afraid of them for various reasons, I'm sure.
Yeah. Probably because they're steeped in the supernatural world, right? So people are afraid of the supernatural, you know?
Yeah.
But I think that's my connection to them, you know? But yeah. Ooh. Anyway, dreams. Crazy.
Yeah.
Everybody has them and everybody wants to know what they're all about. And wow. Bald eagles. I love my bald eagles too. I love the raptors. Let's just put it that way. Raptors are all my friends.
I'm looking and making sure that we didn't miss anything.
I know, because there's so much going on, you know?
Yeah. There's a lot of people in the chat room. It's fun to have you all here with us.
Yeah.
And if you have anything you want to share, put it in the chat room.
Yes, please do. And, you know, I want to know, so the U.S. government was supposed to issue some report on UFOs, did they? And what was in them? Because I have not heard. I just remember hearing before the event, it was a big deal, right? And big news. But I really haven't heard anything about it since. So was it a big deal and big news? I don't know. Do you?
Well, I've seen a lot of stuff, but I don't know if they've put out new. They recently did, I believe. They put out... some reports. They opened up a bunch of things that were originally classified. So I haven't paid too much attention to it because I'm like, yeah, you're finally fessing up to what we already know. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So, hey, you know what I thought? This was interesting. I heard, when did I hear this? This was a couple weeks ago. So maybe I mentioned it last Tuesday. I heard something. There was an interview with someone in Canada. And they said that they knew for a fact. Now, who is this? I can't remember. They knew for a fact that the U.S. government had been communicating with at least 5 different alien races. Ooh. And that they were here communicating, not there somewhere. We weren't communicating out. They were already here. And then I started to think, because of Tim has been on this kick of watching these Sasquatch shows. He is on Discovery Plus now. Good. Yeah. Lord help him, because he is sucked into the world of Sasquatch shows like nobody's business. And he's heard some really interesting stuff and he's seen some really cool stuff. So he keeps running in. He's like, oh my gosh, now they said this. He's like, you should just come watch this. I'm like, I'm busy. I can't watch all that stuff.
Know,
but
right?
So he keeps coming back and they're showing all these different ways that they're tracking Sasquatch. or trying to track Sasquatch. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is I started to think, I'm like, well, what if, because the government's involved in some of this. They're, yes. You know, especially out in like Washington and Oregon, they're saying, you know, no interaction. If you see him, don't shoot him, leave him alone, don't feed him, like whatever. The government is like, don't bother them. And I'm like, well, that's cool that the government's on board with it. And then I started to think, well, what if the Sasquatch are one of the alien species that the government is already connected with that are here? You know,
I mean, we don't know what we do. What I do know, though, is there's a lot of people who are afraid that the government is actually killing Sasquatch. I mean, that's in all the circles all the time. They, you know, the whole Patterson film.
And that could be why they said to leave him alone.
Right.
They want
and the conspiracy. Well, and the conspiracy theorists are saying that, you know, in the Patterson film, it's Patty, right? She's a female Sasquatch. Apparently there was a whole tribe of Sasquatch, and there were trained killers that the government would bring in when there were lots of reports that these Bigfoot were bothering people or they were seeing too many of them. They would bring in these shooters and they would kill them. And supposedly they killed almost her whole family unit, including her baby. And supposedly as she's walking in this video, she's looking for a baby that they killed in front of her and was buried like close to the creek or something where she was. Who knows if that's true, but I have heard many different other stories from people who will not ever tell, like even the BFRO, what they've seen or where they see it, because they think the BFRO is actually working in tandem with the government. I'm just reporting what I hear.
Yeah, I would have a hard time telling anybody. Yeah, if I saw a Sasquatch, I don't know that I would tell anybody where, because I wouldn't want it to be hunted.
No. And, you know, at Squatchers, we never say where we are. We never tell people where we are. People ask us till they're blue in the face, and our answer is always the same, you know? We'll give them, like, the Chippewa Forest, which is humongous. You figure it out, you know? But yeah, no, it's scary. You know, we don't know what the government's into, and you know, we just hear all kinds of things up north, which is scary, you know. Well, and all over, frankly, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, we don't know if it's true or not, but unbelievable stuff for sure. And then there's the whole airport in Denver. I always have to get back to that because I always hear crazy things about that place, you know. What are you guys talking about? So they're talking about
the Skinwalker Ranch.
Oh, okay.
Is that good?
I was thinking we should watch it maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Karen is saying, because she watched the first season and I'm like, you got to watch the second season, but you have to pay for it. And I'm like, well, that's up to you, I guess. We bought it because we couldn't wait. Like, I don't know, it was $8 or something, but we bought it and it's so good. And then that was it. It's just the two episodes or the two seasons, The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch. And it was on, I think we saw it on Amazon Prime, but I think there's a bunch of places you can find it. Mm-hmm. And we paid for the second season. We got the first season, I don't know, somehow. And then, but that was it, because I think when they were talking about the second season, they were talking about it being 2019. I thought that's what they said. Okay. So the pandemic, I'm sure, maybe wiped out season 3. They couldn't film it or whatever. So I don't know. And
yeah, I don't know.
Anyway,
well, maybe I'll have to give it a look at.
I don't know. It makes you think about things differently.
Yeah,
with the Skinwalker Ranch, because they're approaching it from a different perspective, which I appreciate. Mm-hmm. Am I saying it's all legit? Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I don't know what to believe with most things, but it seems like it.
Right.
Oh, is the second season, Ceiling Cat said the second season's on the History Channel now. Okay, good. Good. So, yeah. Oh, and then Karen said, yeah, it's 2019. So I'm guessing that they didn't film a third season yet because of the pandemic. So maybe they're getting back into it.
Yeah. And, you know, have you watched that new Bigfoot show? I forget what it's called now. I've heard a lot of people say it's really awful. I've watched a couple episodes. Honestly, I think it's pretty good. You know,
Which
they
one?
Have some. It's one that just came out in the last couple of years, and they have a woman on there who's like a primatologist, which is very interesting, you know, so she's an actual...
That might be the one that Tim's watching. Is it the one where they're doing algorithms to predict where he's going to be? Where are you going to find...
Maybe. I don't know. But actually, I watched a couple of episodes, like I said, and there's this woman who's a primatologist, and... But they have such amazing equipment, right? Which I know on all the shows they do, but it's like... here's what I say. All you need to go find Bigfoot is to go out in the woods. You know, you don't need all this
Okay,
stuff.
If it was that easy, everybody would do it. Everybody that's looking for Bigfoot would do it.
Well, you know, the hard part is being out in the woods, right? It's hard to traverse the woods. It's hard to sit out there. You know, you have to have patience. You have to know what to look for, you know, and stuff. But I don't think you need thousands and thousands of dollars of equipment. But I also don't think you need that for ghost hunting either. And, you know, one of the other shows I've been watching is that Kindred Spirits. That is a pretty good show. I don't know if you've watched it. I've watched a couple episodes
yet.
Now.
I've been so busy.
It is pretty fun. It is pretty fun. It's like a whole different approach. It's the same kind of approach, but in a different way. You know, they do it in a different way. I think it's pretty good. But yeah, for the Bigfoot shows, I had to laugh. So Casey and I, on the way home from the condo once trip, we stopped by to see a couple of friends that used to live on island, and now they're on Whidbey Island. They're on a different island, and so we drove through Whidbey to Seattle. Haven't seen them for probably 4 or 5 years, right? And they've been all locked up in their house because of COVID, whatever. And Hugh was telling me, oh my God, Steffi. So I sit in my workshop and I do this artwork and I always have Bigfoot on. Same, I feel that's what made me think of it because you're saying Tim is in all these Bigfoot shows. And he said, and so I'm kind of listening to it, doing some other stuff. And then guess whose voice I hear? I said, me. And he said, yes. He was watching Cultured Bigfoot. And he said, yeah, you were on with those other ladies from the team. And I said, Cultured Bigfoot. And he said, yeah. Oh my God, it was so fun seeing you on. I said, I didn't know that was on regular TV, you know, but it's fun when people see you, you know, and they're like, oh my God, there you were, big screen, you know, and I'm like, oh, fun. But so I get it. So a lot of people get these Bigfoot things and they just sit and watch and watch and watch, you know, it is fun. But yes, and Kindred Spirits, and I think are both of them going to be at Paracon this weekend, you guys? One of them is for sure.
One of them is. I can't remember. I have to look at the lineup again. I can't remember. Let me look and see if I can find it.
This last one that I watched, they were somewhere and they figured out that the daughter must be kind of really intuitive. They call her psychic. I say it's intuitive, maybe almost towards medium. But they brought a psychic in to help her and to help her grow, which I thought no other paranormal show would do that. And I'm like, kudos to you guys. This is awesome that you just didn't, you know, that you figured out what was going on. You know what I mean? That was a really good show. So,
oh, Jerry is saying that Adam.
Oh, Adam only.
Adam
okay.
Berry. So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. They did. And I've met both of them. They were both at Paracon 1 year, like right next to our booth or something. I don't remember. But they're fun. I mean, they're a lot of fun. Oh, wow. See, what a wide-ranging conversation we're having again tonight.
Lots of variety again, which is why I love the Paranormal Smorgasbord.
I know. And, so we're going to do a plug for our sibling show right now. So tomorrow night on the Calling Radio Show at 8 p.m. Eastern, they are talking about superhuman abilities.
Ooh, like what?
I don't give us some. Oh, Jerry, you want to expand on that? I know you're in the chat room. But I know
abilities, like the kind of person that can lift a car off of someone in the heat of a moment at an accident.
Right? Right? Doesn't that sound like fun? But so both two of the hosts from that show will be up there at Paracon too, right? So Jerry's going to be there with the Sim Crew, and Kim's going to be there with Kat and Squatchers and. He says, no, he's not going to expand on that because you just have to tune in.
Okay.
Good answer. I like that. So fun stuff. But, oh my gosh.
Cool.
Yeah. So And do you know where you're sitting, Heidi? Are you anywhere near any of these other people that we know that are going to be there?
I can't remember where I'm sitting. I do remember my booth. I can't remember who's around it.
Okay.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't, you know what? I like talking to the celebrities. I don't like being next to them because then I was next to Grant one year. We were right next to his booth, and which was fun. He's hysterical. He's a character and a half. So to be next to him is incredibly entertaining.
Oh,
but you have a line that blocks your table. You know, every time he's there talking to people or whoever you're. So odds are that your booth is going to be blocked off. So I don't want to be in front of, you know, or behind, you know, someone's line in my table. So we I tried not to be near a celebrity if I could help it.
Yeah.
But there was quite a few celebrities there, so it was tough. But I tried to be somewhere that I wouldn't be too blocked in by anybody, because then you know, you want to talk to people and meet people, and people want to come up to your booth or buy something, and then they can't get through because there's a big line there. So
I agree. Yeah. It is fun being next to, although it's a pain. But Grant is such an awesome guy, you know, and it's just too bad they stopped the Paracon in Menomen, because it was like a big paranormal family get together every year, right? Yeah. It was like,
but I think this will be good though.
All of us regional people, and then, you know, Grant was always there, and you know that he was just delightful. He's just a delightful guy, you know.
Also, I think
you guys are
fun,
in the same area. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, looks like we're near each other, so that's cool.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be fun. It looks very good. It has a very good lineup of people, and we are, I think we're going to have a good weekend.
Mm-hmm. I think so. And I think it's supposed to be good weather, so think it'll be...
It's not supposed to be a billion degrees out, so that's
right. So I think it'll be good up at Bigfoot Days, and it'll be fun to reconnect with a bunch of people, all the people up there, and, you know, hopefully the other researchers. I know many of them will be there, so... it'll be a fun weekend for both of us. So we'll have to, you know, chat about it a little bit next week. So they're all talking about Grant Wilson. Yeah, he is amazing. He is just amazing. You know, and like I said, every year it was like, oh my gosh, he would come by and, you know, you'd get the hugs and, oh, how are you? And, oh my God, it's my paranormal, you know, Minnesota family, you know, and whatever. And that's how he really felt, you know, and I still talk to him occasionally on Twitter, you know? So, I don't know. It's fun.
Yep.
So, all right. I know Lauren Coleman is going to be there, so you'll have to talk to him, Heidi. So it'll be a fun show for sure.
I think so. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. And Duluth for the first time. So we'll have to see how that goes.
I know. And in the summer, which is weird.
Yeah. In the summer. Usually it's in the fall. That's what I wonder. If they'll get as many people as, you know, like in the fall. Typically fall is more, you know.
Well, I mean, fall is spooky and all that good stuff and haunted and whatnot. You think about it anyway. So, yeah, but I think people are interested in paranormal all year round. So
yeah,
I think it'll be,
you're probably right.
I think it'll be nice to try it in a different time of year and see how it goes.
Yep. I agree. So lots of stuff going on. And next week we have Nicole Banks on, and we're going to talk about this amazing spring that I went to with them this weekend. So put some pictures up of that too, because we took a lot of pictures. So anyway, I guess the music's on.
Yeah, it's time to go. We got to wrap it up.
Yes, must be time for us to hang it up. Yeah, you should maybe a mobile mini recorded show, Jerry's saying.
There you go.
For the gathering, maybe. Or we can at least do clips or something. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, I'll shut up now. Anyway, thanks, everyone, for listening. It's been so fun. Another successful and fun and entertaining paranormal smorgasbord. Thank you to the troops. If you're listening, be safe. And thank you for your service.
Absolutely. And everybody in the chat room and listening wherever you are, thank you so much for joining us. We love having you here, and this chat room was awesome. And thank you to ParaX for hosting us, and our most amazing producer, Sarge, for production once again. Awesome. And we are so glad to be here. So thank you, everybody.
Yeah. Good night.